Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Michael Hanford.
Hi.
And Timothy Jordan Kalpakis.
What is up?
We are your hosts, the Sloppy Boys Band.
Oh.
I would say, what is up, original cocktail stylies today?
Oh yeah, what is up, original cocktail
stylies? Oh, and not last week?
True.
And last week, too.
That's true. That's actually true.
You got to give me credit where credit is due.
Last week was a bit of a mess.
What?
I would describe last week's drink as an undrinkable mess.
Well, innovation only happens on the fringe, Michael.
Hey, you're telling me. I'm always in there in the kitchen making wacky, crazy shit happen.
You should bring it on the pod sometime.
I have. I've made you Raiko Chaichi. I've made you chicken. What did I make you? Artichoke?
Ooh, I like
chicken.
That blowout where you just made us dinner.
Yeah, that was you nice. Know? Hey, yeah. We just had some dinner at Tim's house. I was out in L.A. For a little bit. Not there now. We're not doing a live one. I did a little quick jump out for a show. Mm-hmm. And thanks to everyone for coming to our show, Cigarette Club.
Yeah, we were the house band at a variety show. That was kind of cool, huh? Hit it, boys. Boom, 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 boom. Rock Lobster. Why'd we play Rock Lobster?
It was Lauren LaRoe's show, and we did it, and then we played a little set at the end, and thanks for people for coming out. But anyway, my point is, I'm not in L.A. now. I'm back home.
Back home, safe. Yes. Mm-hmm. And doing the Cigarette Club show in New York.
I believe so, for the New York Comedy Fest.
Woo. How did you like being in L.A., Mike? What were some of the highlights of your L.A. Visit?
Highlights was probably night one, seeing, you know, getting off the plane, being very tired.
Oh, boy.
Thinking I'm going to say, oh, I hope no one wants to go out tonight so I can go to bed. And end up going out with you two and Neil and Fran and Mook showed up and some other people. Yeah. We just had a grand time. That was the real highlight.
Too grand of a time, a little bit.
A festivalian time.
That was a funny night for me. It was very fun. We went to the Dresden, and there was a band playing, and we got drunk, and it was fun. But from my point
good
of view,
too.
You know what? I similarly was not expecting it. I was like, Hanford's coming out, but he worked all day. Then he flew across the country. He's going to be jet lagged and tired. He's not going to want to party too hard. So it's Friday afternoon.
These two things were true, Tim.
I go see Killers of the Flower Moon. With Mitch.
Ooh,
and Mook.
Saw it last night.
And then I go to eat dinner at Tacos 2 Madre, bump into Jeff and Chris, and then I'm eating dinner. I say, yeah, I'm going to have a huge lamb burrito. Why not? I know it's Friday night, and it's late.
Why not?
But I'm
the
not,
mood
I'm
is
not,
right.
I'm not hitting the town tonight. I'm going to eat a giant pillowy lamb burrito, and then I'm going to go home and go to bed.
This is lamb night.
It's lamb night.
Friday's lamb night.
You know, Saturdays are for the boys. Friday nights are for lamb. But I had made that decision. I'm going to wolf this whole burrito. I've already had a good day. I watched a great movie and I ate a lamb burrito.
Because you wolf the lamb. I like that, T.
That's kind
of...
Hey,
that's good.
That should be... they should put a sign out front and say, wolf the lamb here at Tacos 2 Madre.
That's wolf good.
But when Jeff says there's the buzz, Hanford wants to party, Neil and Fran are coming from a soccer game. Oh, shit, this is going to be... And then I was like, hearing this was... I'll be honest, when it hit my ear, just bad news.
Same.
I'm hands on the stomach. fun is going to be had. I didn't want fun tonight, but here's what I had to do. I said, Mookie, we got to go home. I got to chug a Red Bull and take a real quick shower. So I did. I rallied. I chugged. I didn't have a Red Bull. I usually have sugar-free Red Bull, but I had a Bing cherry natural energy drink. Quick shower, felt fantastic. And then, but I get to the Dresden, and there just wasn't room in my stomach for drinks. So we were like, hey, let's drink some digestives. Ooh. So I had six. Mm. I had six Fernets, thinking that'll break down the Lamborghini, you know. But I never got drunk. It just sort of piled up on top. What? It's probably so.
Oh, Fernet's a sneaker upper.
I just never got drunk.
So wait, though, I'm hearing that. So in fact, neither of you wanted to go out.
No, it was hell.
Physically, hell, I did want to go. Emotionally and mentally, yeah, of course.
Okay. Well, I felt like Ari Gold on Entourage being like, yeah, Tim Hanford wants to go out. Hanford is interested. And meanwhile, Hanford is barely interested. And he's hinging. He wants to hear that Tim wants to go out and wants Mike to join him.
I like everyone's faking it for somebody else. I had them. I was in earlier this year. I was in Vegas with Ben and we kind of leveled
get to
with
Vegas. I've got a hankering for Vegas right now.
It sucks. Go to Vegas. Go to Atlantic. Actually, no. I was going to say go to Atlantic City. Actually, remember, Mike, you wanted to go to Vegas for the 4th of July. Yeah. And I was like, I'm on board, but that's a weird thing to do.
I thought that's why I wanted to do it, because I thought it would be a strange place to go for the 4th.
It would be a rather novel. But I pitched you as an alt. I was like, let's go to, how about it, like compromise, Atlantic City or New Orleans. They're like different vibes, but you can gamble if that's what you want. And then you were like, no, I was actually like thinking of Vegas. And then it ended up not happening. But in the meantime, I did go to Atlantic City, and apologies to the people of Atlantic City.
Oh,
it's like, I thought it would be grimy in the fun way, down and out in a kitschy way. No, it was only sad. And then I get there and I find out open container in the whole town. That's maybe my favorite thing.
Well, that's
thing,
what I
right?
love like, about Vegas. Just walk around.
But Vegas is just the strip. New Orleans and Atlantic City, it's citywide. Oh. But I was walking around and I was like, this isn't even doing it for me. Like, everyone here is frowning. This is a frown town, man.
So wait, how's that different from El Paso?
El Paso, you can't. Can you walk around with open container in El Paso?
I mean, I'd be surprised if you could have open containers in a car but not walk with them.
Oh, right.
You could have a gun open carry. You could shoot people. I know that. I don't know, but Atlantic City, it's like you go into a casino and like one room is sort of taped off or like the carpet's wet.
Something
I stayed
weird
at
happened.
Caesar's Palace and they gave me a free upgrade. Like for $90, I was staying in like the huge like hangover suite, like the Mike
really
Tyson big entourage suite for like $90, and I was like, it stinks, it smells bad. and it was like
was it like cigarette smoke? It was just sad in the room type of smell.
Yeah, it was a room where smoking was allowed.
Interesting.
Anyway, I left and I went to Asbury Park.
Well, now, hey, did you see your favorite man? Did you see the Mr. Bruce Springsteen man?
That's like Mecca for Tim. That's good.
I'm Elvis Presley here to ask if you saw Bruce Springsteen.
Did you see him? Yeah. Did you see? What's Springsteen's? No. I guess the boss, but he doesn't have like the blank from blank, huh?
The kid from?
The boss from New Jersey.
Yeah. You got the king and then the boss, huh? And it trickles down from
there. Jeez, these guys are so obsessed with power.
I did not see Bruce when I was in Asbury, but the night I arrived, there was a big Incubus concert at the Stone Pony.
Oh, perfect. That's fun. Did you go?
Party! No, I wanted to go back for Labor Day. I wanted to see Southside Johnny and Asbury Jukes, but as you know, what did I do for Labor Day? I feel like we did Hopscotch or something like that.
Oh, I didn't tell you. I saw Bruce recently. Bruce Valanche.
Oh! No.
All right, go ahead, Jeff. I cut you off for that. Go ahead.
No, we should go to Dollywood sometime. Hey. Isn't that supposed to be fun?
Oh, I've never been.
I've never been.
I've actually never...
We should go to Hollywood.
I've heard of it, obviously, but I don't... It's got to be like pretty crummy because I never like hear about it from anybody.
Hmm. Or hey, what about Neverland Ranch?
Is that open?
I went and... I went to a wedding in Santa Barbara Wine Country, and I was like, hey, I'm going to go snoop the Neverland Ranch. And it's creepy, man. Like, I drove up right up to the gates, and where there used to be like Disneyland type flowers or like the sign that said Neverland Ranch, that's gone. But like the gate is still there, and I recognized it from the creepy dock. And I said, "That's sad." It's crazy because it's like you could see the gate, and then there's a hill. Like he purposely bought a plot of land that's not visible from any roads. He had like a valley to himself.
Oh, interesting.
Hmm. Creepy.
Oh, we've been taught. We just mentioned Entourage a couple times so far this podcast. We had last time we were together. We were like, oh, we should do a rewatch of that. Not the whole thing, but do a rewatch and see like what how, because of course it doesn't hold up, or
it barely held up.
Doesn't
then.
Age well, I'm sure. right. But I'm curious to see just how, because it's such a punchline and everything.
I think it's the perfect amount of time because I think it was. It was a hot show when it was on. We knew it was douchey, but it was sort of like a you know, a bit of a guilty pleasure watch because we'd be watching like Curb and Flight of the Conchords and Entourage.
Like we had just moved to LA to try to get into like movies
to
and
be
TV.
Like Ari and Vince.
What kind of a party pooper are you if you get no pleasure at all from Entourage?
Right, and you know, it's just it was like the male Sex in the City, so you like watched it, and but then it's funny because then in the years that followed. That show very quickly like aged poorly, and anyone with a brain would see how there's like problematic parts of it. But I feel like at this point, enough time has passed that it's like a time capsule. Like the right, cringe right. stuff wouldn't be like freshly cringe. It would be like, look at this other era that was 20 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, right, right. Like I'm curious like how the music sounds or like what musicians they are like, hey, we're going to the blank concert. I wonder who that would be then.
Right, like the stuff that's cool because that show is packed with cameos like whoa my god we bumped into Steve Aoki or whatever, you know.
Yeah, the time capsule factor is huge. Also, hey folks, if you're listening to the Patreon this week, you get to hear us discuss Blink-182's new album one more time.
That was interesting.
That's kind of cool.
That was interesting.
kind of appropriate.
Now wait, I wanted to say about Entourage was, oh, it's not really, I don't really think of it like we weren't watching it as like a hate watch. It was more like a,
it's curious.
Curiosity. It's more just like what are they gonna like? What's the show's level of reality?
And I think there's something intriguing, like
a curiosity.
Yeah, like we loved Curb and we really liked Flight of the Conchords. But I think you're watching Entourage almost the way you would pick up a Maxim magazine and flip through. You're not going to be like, this
exactly
represents
exactly like
me.
You'd pick up a Maxim magazine.
It's like, if you're a man and you're looking through Entourage, a Maxim, you're like, well, you know, there's a lady in a bikini and here's a fragrance I'm supposed to wear. And here's an interview with a guy who's rich or like, you know, like it, none of, I never,
a guy
I
who's rich,
but like Maxim never made me feel good. But I did. I was like that in Men's Health. I'd be like, is this, what are men up to? Like, what are normal men up to? Cause I'm a comedy writer.
Right.
And I don't think me and my friends are a great, like signifier of what the dudes are up to these
that
days.
That would be ahead, a good Jim. Week for us. We could put on some Ed Hardy and eat some Pinkberry and watch some Entourage. That's, sounds great.
I would love to. I bumped into stand-up comedian Joe Quazzala out on the picket lines this summer.
Yes.
And he and his wife just are obsessed with Entourage, and they've watched it a million times, and they've followed the creator like through his other projects and his grumpiness about how he doesn't think like Entourage has been canonized as the work it should be and stuff like that. And it felt like there's some deep. There have been podcasts and it's been revisited, and there have been pitches for maybe a second movie or something. but Joe was like in deep about it.
So wait, who's the creator? Because I always thought it was like, well, I know Mark Wahlberg's involved.
I thought it was Vinny Chase.
No, it's some guy like named David something something. Let's see.
Oh, yeah.
David.
But like it's based on Mark Wahlberg's life, right? Like he.
Is it ever?
I think that was probably the jumping off point, and then it went every which way.
But then, like, you know, because Mark Wahlberg had an older brother who was an actor before.
Donnie.
Oh, yeah, who was in New Kids on the Block.
Donnie.
And the same way that, so it's like we got Johnny Drama is sort of the Donnie.
Ah.
Yeah.
Johnny Drama's very funny. Yeah, well, that'll be a fun watch.
He's fun. Johnny Drama's funny.
We'll see what happens.
Isn't it funny that, Wahlberg had to pivot so hard. Like you're like, Yeah, it was in LA and I was a party boy and I was the ultimate playboy and I had my boys and my entourage and we did crazy shit. And then now he's like, yeah, I wake up at 4:30 and I pray and I love my kids and I go to bed at 7:30 and I like that's a personality that has to be like extreme one or the other.
And he does like an army dude movie every like 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
To like satisfy the base, you know?
Yep. Big time. I think you know, the Christian right doesn't have too many movie stars to love, and he's one of them. Like, right? He's like a guy.
It's him and Chris Pine, right? Chris Pratt.
Chris Pine.
Chris Pratt. Well, Chris Pine and Chris Pratt together. Like the ultimate man. Well, just that, like, Chris Pratt is like, they're both like kind of soft, but they're not like, you know, like I think there's the Jim Caviezels and the Mel Gibsons if you're like want to be sort of intense about it, but then those guys are just like the nice men.
Yeah. Have you seen the like famous bad acting that's in The Happening? What's the M. Night movie? The Happening.
Oh, I never saw that one.
No, wait. Yes, I was like The Village. Yes, Happening. Yes, yes, yes.
If you search like Mark Wahlberg bad acting The Happening, there's some good clips. Like a woman accuses him of like, you wanted to do this, like kill her or something like that. And he's like, no, ma'am, no. And it's the most uncommitted acting.
No, like wait, wasn't that Signs? It was Signs.
That tone.
No.
What?
He's not in Signs.
He's not in Signs. That's Joaquin and Mel.
Ah, yes. Joaquin.
Hey.
Fiend.
Speaking of Signs.
Yeah, you're right, Jeff. Hey.
We were recently watching Scary Movie 3.
Yes.
And there was a Signs parody among others, but Scary Movie 3 cracked our shit
it
up.
Did.
We were laughing so hard. It's good.
It did.
It's crazy.
It had jokes in it.
Yes.
Like good jokes.
It was like a machine gun of jokes.
We put it on being like, oh, this will be funny for us to be watching, but it was like, nope, this is just good.
It
movie.
Opens
like,
with good cinema. It opens with Jenny McCarthy and Pam Anderson doing like the ring parody. And they had some just really funny jokes. Like whoever wrote that wrote to their strengths. Well done.
Yeah. And like I was telling you guys in the moment, I was like, I've seen the bad version of this so many times where they get like Emily Ratajkowski to do a comedy and she sucks.
Right.
Like those two can carry it if you give them something.
Well, it was like a scene. They carried a scene.
Sure. And it's about them like fighting, having a pillow fight or something. But
remember, like there was one part where the girl's head gets chopped off and Pam Anderson's, I think, head gets chopped off. And Jenny McCarthy's like, are you okay?
Also, Charlie Sheen, extremely funny in that movie.
Yes, Charlie Sheen doing like Leslie Nielsen level deadpan. And just all the physical gags, that's hard to like pull off. Don't you feel like when you're writing in a script, I hesitate to put in jokes that are like, oh, and then the car backs into him and he flies out of the street or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like it feels lazy to write that stuff. But then if you're the Zucker brothers or whoever, what amalgamation of Abrams and them was doing that. But like you have the confidence to like write like he falls out the window and screams. And that, like, it's a funny fall out the window and a funny scream. It's well directed.
And he gets up fast. Like that funny punchy stuff that, like, people don't really do anymore unless you're, like, Edgar Wright, maybe.
No, comedy is so loose and improv-y and long-ass conversations, and it sounds like a commercial with no script now. But, like, this was, like, tight, taut.
Yeah.
Damn. Cool. I'm looking at, like, because there was a handoff at some point. Ah. I know the Wayans had their fingers in it, and then also the Zuckers. So it's the Wayans started it.
And I think the Wayans came back. They had a grand return afterwards, I think.
Yeah. So it looks like 1 and 2 are directed by Keenan Ivory Wayans. 3 and 4 are directed by David Zucker.
Got it.
Hmm. Huh.
And was there never a 5?
There is a 5. Malcolm D. Lee. I don't know.
That's when we started to get into, at that point, there was like...
Oh, he did like Undercover Brother and Best Man and stuff. Okay.
Date movie and epic movie and stuff like that. And they would say like, from 3 of the 7 writers of...
That's fun. They should do more comedies. They were going to do a Police Academy. What happened to that? Remember they had announced like Police Academy 9 and they called it Police Academy 9 instead of Police Academy parentheses 2022 or whatever. I think that's funny to underline the shittiness of the franchise.
Right. We live in an era that's always like, oh, it's like it's the reboot or it's the new generation or like where they're using the original title or like I love the idea of just like nine. Just being like, right. Yep.
And hey, again, to plug the Patreon, that's what the new Blink album feels like. It feels like a glossy Hollywood reboot.
We go into they're reusing practices in Hollywood.
Yeah, like getting Tom DeLonge back is like getting Jamie Lee Curtis back for the new Halloweens.
Yes.
My word, I don't think we've had this long a shit chat in a long time.
That's a good spirited shit chat. But now, Mike, I'm sorry to say, it's time to pivot into a little segment we call Bit 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 Booze News.
I'm fine with that.
Bit Bit Booze News, hit it.
Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another week. My name is Scott Aukerman. I dreamed the other day that Tim Kalpakis was mad at me. He was angry and disappointed at me, and I was like, I let Tim down.
I guess it's a fun novelty. Do it once and you say, we did this once.
What's up? Welcome back to my house.
What is up?
It's so good to be here with you. Look, I'm not going to lie. I view you as a chill guy.
Look at his fucking shoes. Give him my own knuckle sandwich. Ow! Fuck you, dude.
I have a black eye. I have the imprint of a shoe on my face forever.
That's good. That's good. That's good.
Just kidding. What is up, everyone?
What is up?
One, two Freddy's coming for booze. Booze. Bitch. Ah. What a nightmare.
Damn.
Who are those guys?
It's still going.
Still going. Okay, Booze Craven's News Nightmare was sent to us by Tommy, a.k.a. Teenage Fan Sub, on the Sloppy Boys Discord. And if you have a Booze News theme, email it to the Sloppy Boys Podcast at gmail.com. And if you want to befriend slopheads like Tommy, go to patreon.com/thesloppyboys. You can subscribe. You get our other podcasts. You join the Discord. And Tommy will personally take you out for a handsome cab ride.
Wow, a night on the town with Tommy.
Yep.
Good drop, Tommy.
Tommy's always good for a fever dream. That's good. That's a funny, crazy one.
I had this confirmed that, like, sometimes people reference things kind of vaguely in comments on Instagram. I don't know what they're talking about. And I feel like I've heard people say something about, like, me being mad at Scott Aukerman, but I didn't know. I think that he said this on Comedy Bang Bang somewhat recently, but I was like, that makes sense, because people have been like, just like things about like my feud with him, and I'm like, don't know what you're talking about. That's my old boss.
He was mad at me and disappointed in me. Disappointed is funny.
He let me. I like the idea that Scott let
you
me
let
down.
Me down.
Oh, I let Tim Kalpakis down. In real life, I think he wouldn't give a flying fuck if he let me down. But in Dreamland, he felt very.
It's
bad.
Keeping him up at night, Tim.
That's good. No, everything's chill between me and Scott. Happy to report. Speaking of reporting, booze news, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you guys remember on this very podcast during this very segment, I reported booze news about a new product endorsed by Cardi B.
Mm.
It was called Whip Shots.
Yes.
Alcoholic whipped cream.
Yes.
We
yes,
remember.
I do, Tim.
We heard about it. And then I had seen some like trucks, billboard trucks driving around town with billboards of Cardi B.
Cardi B.
And look, we like to stick to proper talk here on the pod, but I think Cardi B and whipped cream, there were sort of jizzy implications about it being a whipped cream.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
You know, kind of
salacious. I also said they should call it pussy whip.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's another one. They could just spitball it.
They should call it pussy wop. anyway, after a long road of the rollout, check this out. Booze show and tell time. Look what
Whoa.
I got.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. Ooh, vanilla. Vanilla.
So wait, they just
finally
came
arrived.
Out?
This has been out, but not stocked. And
I've
been
see.
Looking
okay.
for it. And it arrived this week at the Los Feliz Albertsons. I chose vanilla because it was the classic. They also had caramel and pumpkin spice. Oh, everything's pumpkin spice these days. Oh my God. I'm going to go so live and
ooh,
do a taste
ooh.
Test. This is.
Yeah, give us a live toot.
Whip Shots vodka whip infused shot. Whipped cream, vanilla, ultra premium vodka with, I'm sure ultra premium, with natural and artificial flavors and caramel coloring, 10% alcohol. So
okay.
What else is 10% alcohol? Like a glass of wine?
So if you finish the can, you'll feel a buzz.
Okay, it's a 200 milliliter can, so 10% of that is 20 milliliters.
That's like, it's pretty big. It's like the size of a shampoo bottle. It's like a hairspray.
Yeah, it looks like
bottle.
a big Ready Whip.
It's a big bottle, but...
Or a whipped cream bottle. Yeah,
yeah. If there's only 20 milliliters of vodka in here, that's so little. Anyway, here we go. Pop the cap.
It's all whipped air.
Turn it upside down.
Well, whip it. Air. He's doing a whip it.
He's doing whippets over
that
there?
That was just air.
Okay.
It's all just air. What well, are we doing go. Wrong?
That's how it makes up for the ABV, the direction. Low ABV.
Is it supposed to be totally inverted, upside down?
Slap it. Turn it upside down. Give it a few slaps. Shake it.
You didn't slap it. You didn't give it a few slaps.
Oh, that's fun. The directions are like a Cardi B song. Slap it. Shake it. Move it around. Take me all the way downtown. Hey. I'm in love with my boyfriend.
Mike, that's really good.
Hey.
I'm in love with my boyfriend.
I'm in love with my boyfriend.
I'm shaking.
He's slapping the hell out of it, too.
Okay. Listen to that shake. Yeah. Okay, now I'm slapping. Now I'm going to the dome.
Getting his mouth all over that piece remind me, Jeff, never to have some of that when I go to his house.
I didn't touch it.
He sounds great.
It's like he's at the dentist.
The listeners don't like chewing, but I wonder how they feel about this.
Foam is okay.
What? I got to do the slapping and shaking again? This is like a fucking job. Shaking. Slapping. Don't like that. This is like a faulty fucking
don't you
product.
Hate? Yeah, I was just going to say, don't you hate when you get something and it like doesn't work right away and you're just like, fuck, did I get a bad one or is this just how this thing works? Maybe you got to build up the pressure.
This is fucking $14 on my own Amex, not the Slop LLC Phew. Card.
Nice.
And here's the fucking...
I bought my fall wardrobe with my Sloppy Boys LLC card.
I'm hearing a lot of gas. a lot of gas escaping the can.
That just like bubbled out some liquid. Okay, so if you're wondering about the taste, it's a sweet, sweet, sweet vanilla whipped cream that also you taste vodka at the same time. So
sure.
That's what it tastes like.
So we're putting this on top of an espresso martini or like this isn't the main ingredient. This is supposed to be decor. The last little dribble.
Yeah, is this going on top of an espresso or not?
I don't know, man. I don't know about this. I feel like you could put normal whipped cream on top of your cocktail.
Did you really shake
this
it?
It's kind of fun straight to the dome. I just
is it
yeah,
out
did
of,
I not?
Is it out of gas?
How much shaking, like, is this fun?
You know,
like,
shaking over your...
Being like, I want to be like Cardi
no,
B.
No, you look miserable.
Maybe this is
I'm
just
sad.
Like on the first
I'm
one.
I'm not getting paid to do this.
Look, if you get all the gas out of it, you should break the can open and scoop out the rest of the goods.
Yeah, you got to shake it, slap it, flip
okay,
it around.
Okay, last chance. Here we go.
Oh,
it's dribbling, drooling. Ooh,
gross.
Nasty.
Mm. Is that sexy when you guys watch me doing that?
No.
Yeah, it's working
no,
for me.
No, sir.
Okay.
It's working for me.
I'm going to say, tastes good. It tastes like a sweet dessert with vodka
Love
in it. But due to the faulty engineering, I give it a do not order again.
Wow.
Wow.
T, sorry, that's
Cardi.
Good booze news. That's
Cardi,
good.
I love your music.
You got to have everything working.
Yeah. Yep. Everyone take note.
You got to have it working.
I have a little bit of not booze news, but it's an update. Mike, this one's for you.
Ooh.
I have an update about Deadpool 3.
Ooh, yes? When's it coming out?
I don't know. That's not the news.
Okay, go ahead.
This isn't an open forum where you ask me questions about Deadpool 3.
I should just be happy there's any news.
I bring you
Deadpool.
one precious nugget.
Are yeah,
ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yes. Before you yes. share the news, I just want to say that I hate Ryan Reynolds. I think he sucks. He's not
yes.
funny. Continue.
Yes.
Okay. We've heard your opinion about Ryan Reynolds many times. This is
and
exciting
Tim,
for me.
We know you're not partial to geek shit either, Tim.
Yep.
But I think you'll be interested to know this tidbit.
Hell yeah.
There is a character, a mutant, named Dazzler. You've heard?
Yeah, sure. Dazzler, yeah.
No.
Dazzler in the Marvel Universe is a pop star whose mutant power is to turn sound into light blasts.
Whoa.
And energy blasts.
Now you're telling me they're going to do this in the show practically?
Rumor has it, Ryan Reynolds has tapped a real-life pop star to play Dazzler. Any guesses?
Yeah, I'm just seeing it now.
You Googled?
Well, I just Googled Dazzler, and this is news that comes up. You could tell that. Wait. You could say this. You want his clue? Okay.
Now this real life pop star is no stranger to the multiplex these days.
Oh,
Taylor Swift.
Taylor.
She's friends with Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds. They go to the Chiefs games together.
Mm-hmm.
They do.
That's
right. They went to the Jets game, at least, I think.
Okay.
Now this casting is unconfirmed, but the director is being a little coy boy about it. So I think we can expect to see Taylor once again in cinemas.
Now, isn't Swifty going to be directing a movie soon?
Yes. Yeah. Whatever happened with that?
I bet it's happening. And she has director credit on, she directed Eras. I guess I shouldn't say she credit. She did direct it. But
could you imagine? She's got that Eras movie, which, by the way, we're doing...
Next week's blow up.
Yeah. Tim, you were saying something. I feel like I'm cutting everybody off. I'm tired.
All I want to say, if I could get a word in edgewise once in my life. Please. I never get to talk on this pod. Most weeks I sit here silently and then say, great show, guys. See you next week. There's a weird thing with like big musicians not translating to movies. Like Taylor Swift is probably the most famous person on the planet. And then she was in Cats. You know what I mean? And it was stupid and it looks stupid.
Right.
There's just a strange, like Beyonce.
Yeah. Cleopatra.
Sure. She was Foxy Cleopatra. But like, I saw a movie called like Cadillac Records about a like record label that, and she played Etta James. I went to like an early screening on the Sony lot thinking like, well, this is going to be Beyonce stepping into being a movie star. And it was just like kind of a bad movie and she was overacting and it sucked. And like,
well, is this after Dreamgirls? After or before Dreamgirls?
Wasn't she like nominated for Dreamgirls?
Was before Dreamgirls. Yeah, you're right.
But your point stands, Tim. It's a weird transition.
Yeah, but I didn't see Dreamgirls, but even that did more for Eddie Murphy than it did for her. You know, like there's a weird thing, like Elvis in his movie career and like Madonna, like there's
Britney
something
and Crossroads.
Yeah, like when the world knows you as yourself, they can't really accept you as a character.
It's because songs are so personal. We all know them as that thing. And then to play a character is like, well, we know you're not whoever this character is supposed to be.
Right.
Except like maybe this is to your point, Mike, I was going to say Lady Gaga did okay with Star Is Born.
That's true.
But she's playing very similar to Gaga.
Yeah.
That's
right,
why.
Right.
That's probably why she's playing
Cher could do
it. I was at Starbucks this morning and
Whitney Houston.
Yeah. Oh, Whitney, Bodyguard. Houser. There you go.
Bodyguard. Yeah.
That's huge.
But she's playing it. She's playing a pop star.
You
that
have
too.
To play a musician.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And a musician has to play his instrument.
Even Eminem, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's autobiographical.
What
basically.
The fuck? We're catching, we're figuring out a thing here.
The pop star cannot transition unless, you just do it 10 degrees off.
Because Lady Gaga hasn't even, like, House of Gucci or whatever didn't work out for her. It was just the
Harley Quinn's not going to work out for her.
No.
It might. You never
know. Yeah, but isn't that a musical?
That's
too?
A musical. Who knows? I didn't like the first Joker.
I don't think we'll buy her as... Wait. Lady Gaga is playing Harley Quinn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think that'll work. She's too big of a thing on her own, and that character is a big thing on its own. It's too much.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, it is funny. Like, the Harley Quinn...
They already have Margot, but, like, this is this is, like, the Joaquin verse. You know what I mean?
No, I get it, but it's, like, the Margot one was too huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, like, we all kind of think about her.
And it's, like, not a different enough choice. You're, like... It's, you know, like, if you're, like, you know the old Harley Quinn, but now we're going to do a different thing, and it's, like, a different blonde famous lady from...
Get Helen Mirren to do it.
Yeah, get Helen Mirren to do it.
There you go.
They should have that would be funny to have, like, fun to have, like, an older actor do kind of a younger villain role.
Get Meryl Streep in there. That'd be fucking crazy.
Streep. That'd be cool to see Streep and,
you get
like,
all sorts
actually
of
do good acting.
Oscar-winning actors doing Joker. Have a own dude Harley.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Quinn.
But anyway,
Playing against type, though, Jeff, you'd have to admit.
Yeah, you would have to admit. That is a good point. Can we get out of booze news? It's getting late, fellas.
Wrap it up.
Sure.
All right. That's it for booze news.
Duck Hunt.
Duck Hunt.
All right. You guys want to get into the drink of the day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a special one today.
Yeah.
Yes, the drink of the day. The Fall Highball.
The Fall Highball.
You had?
No, I've not had.
The Fall Highball.
Never had. This is just how I'm just hearing about it now.
You heard?
Now.
I heard about it on the text chain today.
Well, let me set the scene for you. Let me give you a little bit of a vibe so you can catch a vibe. Don't catch feelings, but catch a vibe.
Because cuffing season approaches, Tim.
Very true. Jeff, go ahead and give me a little bit of a autumnal background music.
How's this?
Here we go. Oh, ooh, I like that.
That's nice. Okay. I feel very cozy and snuggly here now.
So, it's November 2023. Taylor Swift is banging Travis Kelce. The Golden Bachelor is charming the nation's MILFs. Marty and Leo are awaiting Oscar gold. And everyone everywhere is talking about the Fall Highball. You go for a walk outside in the crisp air. The wind whips.
My hat, no!
The leaves crunch underfoot. But it's all drowned out by one thought in your head. One circular, intrusive, maddening thought. The Fall Highball. Actually, that time, Jeff, give me a little echo on that one. The Fall Highball. You run home. An old owl. An owl squawks at you. Ha! You get home. You walk into your living room and you park your big fat ass right by the crackling fire. And you pour yourself the Fall Highball. You take a sip.
But how? How do you pour it? Go ahead, Tim.
Wait, you do the pour sound. Go, Jeff.
No, I meant like how do you make it, but I'll do.
Yeah, I know. Yes, when you're finished pouring, you take a sip of the Fall Highball and you think about a gourd. And it occurs to you that maybe fall 2023 ain't so bad after all. Maybe life could be quite beautiful once in a while if you actually take the time to stop and have the Fall Highball, which is a drink that is not on the IBA cocktail list because I invented it. And here is the recipe. Wow. 2 ounces of whiskey. Apple soda to top. And when I say apple soda, I'm saying I'm going to use this Mexican glass bottle soda you see at bodegas called Sidral Mundet. But you can also use the... there's a can of Taiwanese soda called Apple Cidra. There's Martinelli's sparkling cider. Any one of those work?
Martinelli's, that's a classic one. Yeah, but I did get
Mundet.
Sidral Mundet.
Yeah, like, Mundet. You know, you got the Mexican Cokes and the Jarritos and the
Nicaraguas.
All those, the tamarinds and the, and yeah, that's right there with those. And then whiskey, I would have said like bourbon, but I was like, no, if you like Irish whiskey, that works. If you like Scotch or rye, it works. It's a simple drink, and all you do is you pour your whiskey into a highball glass filled with ice, top up with apple soda, and sip while thinking about a gourd.
And I know my friends, specific gourd I'm going to think about. Pumpkin.
Yeah, you got one lined up? What type of gourd?
Pumpkin. Classic pumpkin. No, not classic. One of those huge fat ones that looks like they're spilling all over the table.
Yeah.
I'm going to do like a one that looks like a dildo, like a big yellow misshapen dildo kind of one.
And me, I'm going to do a pumpkin, but not the kind you can carve. The little squat one that's more horizontal than it is vertical.
Oh, yes. That's a nice, I like those.
Now, small minor side note is that I invented this drink. I've been drinking it. I like it in the fall. I wanted to call it the Leaf Peeper. Then I Googled and found many, many, many cocktails called the Leaf Peeper. Oh. So that's why this one is called the Fall Highball. Very different.
Great.
Very different.
Sure. Different pronunciation.
Mike, what type of apple soda did you say you got?
Martinelli's Sparkling.
Classic.
Fantastic. To all the slopheads out there that can find any of these apple sodas, apple juice and club soda, apple cider and club soda. You know, this is a nice, simple drink. So you can tweak, you can customize. It's customizable.
How do you fizz
fall highball?
And hey, if you have the means, get yourself a fresh apple and squeeze it until the juice comes out.
There you go. Huh. Get out to the orchard.
Now, Tim, I want to thank you, unbeknownst to you, maybe, you're delivering me on this podcast my birthday gift. It is upon release of this podcast, it's my birthday.
Michael, happy birthday.
Of course, thank you. We're now recording before.
There's no better way to celebrate another year of our Lord without the fall highball. The perfect birthday for people with fall birthdays. It's so perfect. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's great. I'm excited.
Really good.
Nice.
It's a big time of year for me.
You're turning 21?
That's right. So I'm now allowed to drink these drinks.
Oh, perfect.
That we're making.
No, the fall highball. Right. Yeah.
The fall highball.
Yeah, I would like to make the fall highball.
Great. You
go make them right now?
Yeah, you're talking about
this,
the fall highball.
This is going to be a fast and furious one.
Yeah, we're talking about the fall highball. Why don't we take a little break? This will be good. The listeners can listen to the ads. And then when we come back, we'll have the fall highball in hand.
Well, now, wait. The listeners, the foolish ones who haven't bought into the Patreon.
Yes, right. Yeah. Thank you, okay. Mike.
Because you're talking about ad-free episodes available.
Ad-free on the Patreon. Yeah. Fools who listen to the ads here.
They have to listen to the ads. But then if you plunk down the money, you get to skip the ads. How about that?
And you get a whole bunch of other shit, too. But, yeah, okay, but we've already talked about that.
All right. Well, folks, why don't you listen to those ads, and we'll meet you right back here after this.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from The Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you got to get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something and you go, I just got to tell someone this, I just got to fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That, of course, is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell a therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest. Have a great time.
With Fall Highball. Since it's such an easy drink to make, T, I thought I would do a live pour here on the pod. Oh. Give the listeners a little fall treat.
Oh, that's nice.
Here I come with the Cedral Mundit.
Good looking bottle, huh?
Let me see that bottle.
Look at that logo.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Cool. Get yourself a t-shirt with that.
Cedral Mundit. Oh, listen to that.
Oh, no, not Cedral Mundel, like we were saying.
Hey, great to meet you. Cedral Mundel.
Cedral Mundel. I don't think I want to drink anything called Mundel.
Cedral Mundet. I keep wanting to say that like, it's like Idris Elba or something like that.
Cedral Mundet, I'm guessing, is how
Cedral
I would say.
Mundet. Is that Spanish? No, it can't be.
Yeah, why not?
It simply can't.
I'm going to Google, and I think it's made in Mexico. It's made by Jarritos, right?
Yeah, you're right. It is. Damn.
I know that manzana is an apple in Spanish, so I don't know what this is.
Look at this. The Cedral Mundet is a Mexican soda. It's been made for 115 years.
Wow.
That's how old that soda is.
Tim's drink is historically significant.
Yes, folks, go to a Latin supermarket or a bodega. You'll find it. Picture in your town where you'd get a glass bottle of Coca-Cola, where you would get a tamarind soda, and go and you'll. This one is an unsung hero of the refrigerator case.
Now I went to when I got my Martinelli sparkling apple juice. I looked in the sodas first, and I didn't find it. I said. And this happens before I go, sometimes these tricky ones are in the juice aisle, but not the not the cooled juice aisle, not in the cool cabinet.
You go to the hot juice.
Yeah.
Well, Martinelli's will also be in the liquor section because it's like champagne for kids. And that's what
you're right.
Martinelli's is always just like it's the New Year's Eve and you want to make a little kid feel like they're having champagne.
And it's basically seasonal, so it could be with the seasonal stuff, too. You never know.
Jeez.
Damn.
You know what, Jeff? Well, let's do sips, and then I was going to say whatever.
Yeah, this is stressing me out. I need a drink of the fall... what is it?
The fall highball.
Highball. That's right. It rhymes.
There we go.
I got stuck on leaf peeper.
Ooh. Stiff.
Mm.
Ooh.
Yep, that'll happen with the fall highball.
Oh, that's nice, Tim.
Wow. Are you thinking about a gourd?
Oh, wait, fart. Sorry, I forgot about that.
Now I am. Now I am.
Mm. That's
good.
Balanced tea.
You know what? This is a perfect candidate for our listeners to go out and record themselves ordering this at a bar because. You know, you say something like the Black Lagoon, they'd be like, oh, okay, you can tell me the ingredients. I don't have eel sauce. But this one's a very easy one to say, oh, all you need is Oh, they might not have the apple juice.
And that bartender wishes they had the eel sauce. They like the idea of the drink. They probably would even enjoy it.
Yeah, but they're not going to have apple juice either.
Damn.
Now, guys, I got to be honest, though. I'm drinking this right
go
now.
Go out and order it anyway. I don't care.
If apple soda is the thing that trips people up, is your apple coming through? And I'm curious between it, because I've had it.
It is, but it's not like full on. I'm not in Mott's mode, you know?
You're not in Mott's. How different is this tasting to you than a whiskey ginger? Or just a highball?
Yeah, different. Particularly different. Okay, I'm tasting that apple juice.
Because I'm using Jim Beam, which I had left over from one of our drinks, and I'm losing a little bit of apples. And I did the other day. I made one of these with brandy because I was thinking, what else is whiskey esque? And I was thinking of Wisconsin Supper Club's brandy old fashions. But the brandy I had was like ENJ, like Grand Blue, and it was like a vanilla brandy. But I'm thinking for round two of this, I might try. I have a different brandy that I could try and see if that brandy's a little sweeter than and a little less woody than whiskey, and maybe that'll help it. I don't want to lose the apple in my fall highball. Maybe instead of a highball glass, if you put this in the pint glass and you really made a big one, you'd get more apple in your fall highball.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that you restated your thesis halfway through just to make sure people are looking at it.
Maybe vodka together with the fall highball.
Vodka and apple juice?
No. This is you got
the whiskey's woody, the fall thing,
the,
too.
The woody browns right. Is what you want. So you're on the right
well,
track.
As long as you guys, because I had it with Martinelli's and it's very similar. I think you guys are drinking two very similar drinks. And if you're getting apple, then I'm happy.
You know, I might add just a little bit more apple just to make sure I get it, you know.
Yeah,
that's why it's nice to be or important to put it in a highball.
Now, should I have dialed
but this
it
this is like, I'm barely tasting the whiskey in this. I mean, it's like very subtle on both.
Well, then that's good. Then that, I think, okay, here's what, Mike, you're great drinking from a beer glass.
Refreshing
that's one of those can-shaped. And that might be, that's maybe the move. Maybe you get a big glass. Jeff, are you drinking from your palm glass?
Yeah.
yeah, but a highball, like this is 12, what are these? These are 12 ounces because it's a can.
I guess it's probably
the same. It's got to be about the same thing you guys
have. Yeah, but volume-wise, but it doesn't have that narrow, narrow top to keep all your carbonation, Mike. This is what we learned. Remember?
Yeah, your bubbles are getting off all into your apartment.
It's not that much wider than a highball.
No, it's good.
The point is, I don't own a highball. I need to... Jeff is when I was at his house.
That's the point. That's the real...
Jeff was telling me, you know, go to IKEA and get some cheap glasses, and that's what I gotta do.
Or Target.
Because I got too many fucking plastic cups.
Hey, this just, I just had a small breakthrough on the pod. Yeah. Here I am, since I did the live pour, I have the remnants of my Cedral Mundet.
Oh.
Now you know what I'm thinking. This is the narrowest glass of all. Look how narrow.
Oh, shit.
What if you did I don't know what the proportions would be. What if you did a spaghetti approach
to the very shit, the very fucking ranch bottle. Water stylies. Fuck.
A Popo No-No version of this that you take
that's good.
On a hayride.
That's good.
You're telling me you take a big glug out of your apple soda, you pour the whiskey in, and then you go for a leaf peeper walk, and you look at the fall foliage while you drink your fall highball.
You go out there in the autumn season for a rustly ramble. Yep. And you know what that rustly crunchy's coming from? The leaves. Yep. The dead leaves on the dirty ground.
The spring is bramble ramble. The fall is a rustly ramble.
It's a rustly ramble?
Well, whatever.
You're out on your ramble and you hear, ow! And you're like, ooh, it sure is autumnal. And then then even scarier, you hear, burp, burp. Popo. But you turn around and they see it's just Cedral Mundet.
The police are like, oh, of course, you're just out drinking Cedral Mundet like any other young person out here in the street.
You must be on...
Move along.
You must be on a rustly ramble. Okay, fine.
I really like that. I got to say, I feel like mine is perfectly balanced. I am getting apple and I am getting woody whiskey and it's perfect. But I also think... Yeah, like taking a big glug out of the bottle, pouring it right in there, it'll make sure it's apple-y, and then you're walking around with a Popo No-No. This is smart, Jeff. I really like that.
Yeah,
glass bottle out in the fall. Wake up early on a Saturday morning, go get drunk. You're watching you're watching your little brother's soccer game.
You don't have
game.
To do it in the morning, folks, but Tim.
No, you know, you're watching your little brother's soccer game and they're having apple cider donuts, but then you are drunk and no one knows you're
But
drunk.
You're 21, though.
Yeah, you're 21.
You're 21. I think this would even taste good just with apple juice.
Oh, like a Mott's.
And no bubbles.
No bubble.
Yeah, but top it with a little bit of soda and that'll make it a fall highball.
Now, Mike, I just wish to God I could taste what you had because cider's got a little more bite, doesn't it?
Oh, this is juice. This is apple juice.
Sparkling apple juice? Martinelli's?
Yeah, sparkling, not cider.
Oh.
Cider would be good, though.
I've never seen that
cider
bottle,
brandy.
Mike.
That's
I've never seen
be...
that either. That's not what I was picturing.
I thought you had the champagne bottle, which is cider. This is a different thing.
This is maybe the organic.
Holy
maybe
shit.
That's why it's different.
That looks like an 80s health food store type of bottle.
Yeah. It's like boring text or boring font. Organic sparkling apple juice. 100% juice. This is making me think, though, cider, like classic fall cider with a very warm, very woody bourbon, burgundy. Not burgundy.
Let him cook, Tim. Ooh. He's honestly.
I might. Okay, this is giving me an idea for my new drink for next episode.
But no, it's true because
whiskey and apple cider.
Cider's like the ginger beer, versus apple juice would be like the ginger ale. Now you got the.
How would
it's more stank?
Yeah, right.
For the drink.
How would cider, whiskey, and a little bit of lime do?
Lime. Maybe lemon. I'll give you lemon.
Lemon?
I'll give you ginger.
Ooh.
Yeah, lemon would be closer to the whiskey sour. Okay.
Sour.
This is interesting. Interesting.
That ground sour.
Yeah, that ground sour.
Oh, hey, speaking of this. Oh, never mind. I'm going to save it for the blowout.
Ooh. Yeah, I got some. I'm saving some stuff up for the blowout, too. Good
Guys,
stuff.
How about this? You know apple cider in the big gallon jug?
Of course. Yeah.
Oh. What if you do a Borg with it? You know, you big Borg. Fall
highball
Borg.
You're fucking onto something, Tim. I love that.
The fall high Borg.
The fall high Borg.
How about in the winter time or the Christmas time? You do a Borg eggnog. I don't think I'd like that very much.
It could be a half gallon.
Yeah, milk was a bad choice.
Just a half gallon of eggnog.
You see, another thing I got. I got myself some dirty martini mix because I've been making martinis lately. And I've never had this brand. It's called S&R Tipsy.
I like the look of that bottle. So wait, is it olive brine or is that mix like it's got vermouth in it too?
We need to specify what's.
Oh yeah, good call. There.
It looks fancy.
I'm hoping it doesn't. Have
I trust it, but like, what does that mean? Is it olive juice? Or
ingredients: olive brine, water, salt. Yeah, that's it. It's just olive brine.
And salt water.
But what I'm going to do is, for the blowout, I'm going to make a martini with this. I'm not going to do it now.
That's fun.
Yeah. Because this was my gift today.
Your gift. Your birthday gift.
Yeah, still waiting on the birthday gift from you, Tim. Because I know that lagoon, that Black Lagoon wasn't a gift. That's a bad gift, Jeff.
Think of it this way, Mike. No, now you have eel sauce for life.
Yeah, that's true. My mom just texted me actually while we were doing this. She said, "Eel sauce, disgusting." And I said, "Well, there's not eel in it, so I don't know if she knows what eel sauce is."
Still disgusting.
Janet's a slop head?
Oh, yeah. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Janet. So, fellas, it's getting to be about that time where we talk about what would you tweak?
Here's the thing. Well, you guys go first because as the author of the drink, I shouldn't go first.
Sure. Well, I kind of had my little innovation, which was like make a big old giant one. You would maybe need to add like 3 or 4 ounces, though, to that.
Right, because that's a lot of soda.
That's a lot of soda.
That's fun.
But take a big old glug.
I'm thinking something. Yeah. I'm thinking like this is really good. I won't spoil anything, but I wouldn't mind drinking one of these again. But I will say, what if I... What if you added something with a little spice to it? Like even just like cinnamon. Spice. Something cinnamony.
A little dash of cinnamon, a little dash of nutmeg.
Yeah.
Is there a liquid version?
I'm just thinking of... Fuck.
Guys, when I was in the test kitchen, I put a dash of Angostura bitters and it was delicious, but it definitely... It drowned out the apple and made it taste more just like some other really good cocktail.
Okay.
Huh.
Okay.
Which is allowed. I mean, drinking a really good cocktail is not a bad experience.
Yeah, it's not a bad experience. Also, Yule Mule, we put a little nutmeg, I think, on top of soda.
Sure. Which was so odd.
It was odd.
Oh, right. It kind of just floated around. So here's what I wanted to say. As the author of the drink, I'm thinking, putting this up there with the Russian root and the Kalpi cordial of simple two-ingredient drinks, but I also want you to know.
Wait, what was the other one, Tim? There was another one. You had a peach schnapps porch sipper.
Oh, the southern sipper. Is equal parts whiskey and peach schnapps, little dash of Peychaud's bitters.
And you drink it alone in the dark.
Alone in the dark. And that's a very good drink, and I stand by that one. I stand by all of them. But I just want to say about the fall highball is that I was going to... Here's what I am. I mentioned I might try brandy, and you can do that, and then it's a brandy fall highball. But here's what I'm going to do. I have some Crown Royal apple. You know I love Crown Royal.
Oh!
And I have their apple flavor, and I haven't tried it yet. But I don't think that needs apple soda added to it, so I'm just going to do... That it's apple, it's Canadian blended whiskey, but I'll just do apple whiskey and then I'm going to top it with just club soda and I'm going to see if that also gives us a fall high. Because I just want anything that's a boozy apple soda is a fall highball. So you can play around, you can have fun, you can express yourself.
Yeah, that's nice. Because a highball in the old days was just like a whatever drink.
Exactly. A highball just means liquor and soda. You know, we talked about how Ted Kennedy had 8 highballs the night of the Chappaquiddick incident. We didn't know. Was that rum and cokes? Was it whiskey gingers? Was it whiskey soda? We don't know, but it was highballs.
I was saying cinnamon before. I think I really wanted to say brown sugar.
Oh. Ooh, how come you taste so good?
Hey, maple syrup.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Hey,
yeah, that's good.
One step further. Molasses? Question mark?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, maybe a little teriyaki. Why not?
Sure. Put a whole olive in there. That's the sludgiest black food you have.
I'm going to go check out what's in my test kitchen, and it'll be exciting to see what we have when we come back.
Great.
Okay.
Bye, folks.
Peace.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
with our final round of
Vol Highball.
Look what I found.
Oh, maple
Vermont
syrup.
Maple
from
syrup.
Vermont.
A little thing of Vermont maple syrup. And you know what got me thinking? Tim, what? When you say I'm missing the apple, what are you really saying? I think you're saying a little sweetness. I think that's the dominant apple flavor. The apple overlooked as a flavor despite being kind of the alpha fruit.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
It's red. Right, it begins with A. It's sort of the alpha. Like, that's the first fruit you learn as a kid.
As kids, there was sour apple candy and green apple, but not just like apple. And it's weird. It's the king of the
fruit.
It's the king of the classroom.
King of the classroom.
It's kind of its only its best form is its original form.
Is that true? Is that part of your final thoughts?
I think so. What if you're talking just apples?
What if you just walk around town with a jug of whiskey and an apple going back and forth? That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Hey, look what I just found. I forgot about this and I didn't use it in my round two drink, but this little 99 apples nip that I talked about in Booze News.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
The little liqueur thing?
If you go into a bodega and you find this and you find a soda to mix it with, you could be good. But what I did was I have a highball that is Crown Royal Apple and Club Soda.
Did you try it?
No, I will. I took a sip of the Crown Royal Apple. It was delicious. Now let's try this.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. That's very crisp, very nice, not very sugary. But this is better. This is better.
Wait, so that's Crown Royal Apple and what? Just normal club soda?
Normal soda. Plain club soda.
Damn.
I'll do a little sip of my... I just did like a 2 count or 3 count of just a little dribble of the maple syrup, and it's very good. Ah, yes, still very good.
I made no changes.
You stand by your work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I stand by my work.
Well, do you order it again, Mike, though?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. You know what I like is that you can basically make 2.5 cocktails out of one Cedral Mundit.
Yeah,
not bad.
And I think that was a huge moment figuring out that you could do a walkie talkie.
I would say go to a convenience store or gas station. If they're selling these little nips of 99 apples, then buy like a Perrier or a Pellegrino or a fucking seltzer. Turn this upside down in your bottle. Popo, no, no. You're walking. You're having a blast. It's early in the morning. You're at your brother's soccer game.
The stores haven't opened yet, except for the liquor store.
Why, it never closed.
People are getting, you know, the trash guys are out and the sun is coming up.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
What's that from? Mr. Show.
Mr. Show.
Yes,
yeah.
I do.
I always get you that one.
Yes, I do.
That's our show. Follow us on social. Is that it?
I was just going to say, don't forget to think about a gourd. That's been glossed over. You got to think about a gourd. Otherwise, it's not fall enough. You have to think about
your favorite gourd. Gordon Ramsay.
I'm thinking about a gourd now. When you're going to eat it? When are you going to eat it?
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. These recipes you won't find anywhere else, folks. You got to get them on Instagram and Twitter. And if you can't get enough of us Sloppy Boys, you got to go to patreon.com/thesloppyboys. And that's where you get to hear the good show, the actual good content that we make and we love.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. You got to listen to it. You got to go on the website, sloppyboys.com. We got t-shirts, all types of t-shirts. We have so many different designs. You could buy them all and not have to redo a look for 2 weeks.
And here's the thing. You get a t-shirt.
A whole
you're
month,
wearing
probably.
It as you walk around with your fall highball and you're on your way to your brother's soccer game. And then people are saying, oh, I see you got a Sloppy Boys shirt. What's that? The Sloppy Boys. And they want like just a simple answer, but you get all passionate and you turn to them and you say, it's amazing. The Sloppy Boys, they're a band. They have this really good album produced by Money Mark. There's a movie coming out about them that's fucking cool. And they're a podcast and they make cocktails. It's like a whole groovement. It's my whole thing. It's my whole vibe.
Your conversation partner might say, oh, is it a movement? You say, no, you don't know anything. It's a groovement. But I'll teach you. We'll all teach you.
Yes, say, come with me. Yes, yes. And I will show you the ways of the slop.
We'll all teach you.
Come with me to my parents' car while, you know, my brother is playing soccer. We can listen to some podcasting.
We'll all teach you. Me and Dan Padley and T-Bone Costanza. Even Kanger.
Tommy, a.k.a. the Teenage Fan
Sub. Teenage Fan Sub. We'll all teach you the ways.
And most importantly, the three hosts will teach you.
And when you get to your parents' car, your brother's soccer game's happening, you get in your parents' Dodge Caravan, you hotbox it, you toke it up, you're all toked out of your mind. Sure. You're playing the latest Sloppy Boys app about the fall eyeball. Everyone's laughing. Everyone likes you. You never had friends before, and now you're connected to the community.
And they're saying, this is great. We should do this all the time. You fucking stink like apple and weed.
Mommy and daddy don't care because guess what? They're hippies too. They grew up in that generation.
They pop up in the backseat. They were there the whole time with you.
Yeah. They're giggling, eating.
They're getting a contact high and they're, hey, pass me the full highball, man.
They're smoking fall hybrid. They're drinking fall highballs.
You turn to your mom and dad. Mom, dad, you like the fall highball? Yeah, we always did, man.
Dad, you're a nasty man?
Yeah, and then your brother finishes the soccer game. He comes in. Hey, I kicked the winning goal. We're having the fall highball. I love the fall highball as well. But you're just a little boy. Yeah, so fuck you. Hey, fuck you.
Whoa, this kid's growing up before our very eyes.
He's going to be a man soon.
He's going to be a man soon. And you know what? He rivals Messi, the world's greatest soccer player, in skill.
Yeah.
He's that good.
You know what's really sad? I put so much work into the fall highball, and here, this Crown Royal apple and soda is way better than the other fall highball. Folks, it's still a fall
highball. Always next year.
No, it's still a fall highball. It's an apple boozy bubbler. It's a fall highball.
Sure, sure, sure.
Great.
All right, folks. Good episode.
Great episode.
See you back here, same time next week.
After the ads.
Love you, folks.
Bye, folks.
Peace.
Happy birthday, Mike.